On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
Rules are being brought in to stop schools in England expelling students without good reason. Ish has got the details for KMFM.
Latest figures show around 40 kids a day are excluded.
My boy was being told he was the worst kid. His behaviour was snowballing because he felt massively rejected.
A major report says expulsions should be a last resort, and the Education Secretary agrees.
We're going to clamp down a little further and make sure we tighten up the rules, the definition, so there's no room for doubt.
Brenda McHugh runs a school for pupils who can't attend mainstream ones.
We can bring about quite rapid change, and the key for us is it has to be sustainable change.
Teachers will also be accountable for the exam grades of the pupils they throw out.
KMFM News.
A man found with a samurai sword during a drugs raid by police in Maidstone has been jailed for more than 3 years. That was the moment police burst into a property on Wallace Avenue in March and found Ian Big sat on a sofa with the weapon next to him. The 39-year-old admitted possessing and intending to supply Class A drugs. Alan Pusley is Kent's chief constable. He spoke to us at the time.
We've got some county lines problems, people coming out of London thinking they can sell drugs in our local community. We have to keep Kent a safe place. It is a safe place, but I'm not prepared for this violence to go unchallenged. If you're carrying knives or carrying drugs in this county, you will be dealt with and we will put you in before the court.
Brexit talks between Labour and the government are continuing this lunchtime as speculation they could agree a temporary customs union with the EU continues. Theresa May is coming under increasing pressure from her own party, though, to say when she'll step down as Prime Minister. Two men have been charged after a gun was found in a car in Thanet. Police stopped a vehicle on the A28 in Sarn near Birchington late last Wednesday night. The 24-year-olds, who are from Westgate and Canterbury, have been remanded in custody and are due at Crown Court next month.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A motorcyclist in his 60s from Maidstone is in a critical but stable condition in hospital following a crash in Tunbridge. Part of the A21 was closed for almost 5 hours after three bikes collided yesterday morning. Crash investigators say they're keen to speak to any witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. A £500 reward is being offered to try and catch people who spray graffiti tags around Canterbury. The City Council's offering the cash if it leads to a conviction as they try to clamp down on the problem. Since October, hundreds of tags have been cleaned from buildings and street furniture across the city. But speaking to us earlier this year, Councillor Nick Eden-Green says it's a real eyesore.
The Wincheap roundabout has been covered in graffiti on the chevrons, which warn drivers, for at least 3 months and possibly 6 months, possibly longer.
Cameras are also going to be installed in known hotspots to catch offenders. Meantime, a Canterbury man started a duck patrol team after a number of birds were found dead. It's thought slingshots and air rifles are being used to attack animals along the River Stour. 27-year-old wildlife enthusiast James Cosgrove is getting together a group of volunteers to try and stop it happening. Now, there are calls for universities to do more to close the degree attainment gap between white and black, Asian and minority ethnic students. According to a study by Universities UK and the National Union of Students, the proportion of white students getting a first or upper second class degree is 13% higher. Dave Thomas is the equality rep at the Uni of Kent. He says things have improved, but more needs to be done.
The universities still have a long way to go in addressing this persistent, pervasive problem. And whilst there's no panacea, we have to ensure that this problem is viewed in the most serious of formats.
And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have been receiving messages of congratulations from around the world after the birth of their first child. We still don't know what their son is called or if he'll have a royal title, but the announcement has made headlines internationally, including in America, where of course Meghan is from. In her home city of Los Angeles, these people have been joining in the celebrations.
It's really a trip to how they merged American and England and actually came together, you know, with the baby.
Well, I thought it was great. It came through on my telephone, so I saw it and
I was happy for them.
I was elated that they had a seventh. He's seventh to the throne, and I'm glad.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and play's just getting underway at Canterbury, where Kent are back in One Day Cup action. The Spitfires will be hoping to build on back-to-back wins against Surrey and Essex. Middlesex have chosen to bat first. We'll bring you score updates throughout the afternoon. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.